Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Dr. Veena Kumari Darmal, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Mines, on key aspects of Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2026. Interviewer is Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Mining in India is regulated by the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957, MMDR Act. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2026 was passed by both the Houses of the Parliament on 13th August and it was notified on 17th August. The Act seeks to bring in greater stability, certainty and predictability to India's major mineral sector and encourage investment in mining. To talk more about this, we are now delighted to be joined by Dr. Veena Kumari Darmal, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Mines. Dr. Darmal, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you, Deeksha.
First of all, I would like to understand from you what exactly are the amendments that this Act brings in.
Through this amendment, the central government has been empowered to prescribe the quantum and condition of tax, cess or any other levy imposed by the state government either on mineral right or on the mineral bearing lands. The amendment aim to address the unconsidered additional taxes which have been imposed by some states. As mineral resources are finite and geographically concentrated only in few states, their management require a cohesive national strategy to ensure sustainable, equitable and uniform economic growth. The sole objective of the latest Amendment Act is to bring certainty, uniformity and predictability in the fiscal regime in the mineral sector. This will ensure a uniform and reasonable pricing of the major mineral across the country, particularly those that are essential for infrastructure development and the basic needs of the common people.
As you've already mentioned that since the distribution of minerals is not equitable in the country, so I believe that was one of the primary reasons to bring in these changes. But if you could just elaborate this a bit for us, that why was the need felt to introduce these changes?
See, mineral constitute an important natural resource which are critical to infrastructure, manufacturing, energy security and overall economic development of the country. Sustainable and uniform development of the mineral across the country is an important pillar which subserves the public interest. Unbalanced imposition of steep taxes and levies will make the Indian mineral uncompetitive for the industry, despite we are having sufficient local mineral resources. This will prompt the industry to completely bypass the local supply chain and rely on the imported mineral for manufacturing of the finished product. And excessive fiscal burden make mining operations commercially unviable, then it also discourage mineral extraction and it will adversely impact the mineral production and in some cases it will lead to closure of mines. Any additional and unpredictable cost disproportionately may lead to adverse impact specifically on small and medium scale mining operators. Multiple and inconsistent taxes hamper development of the mineral industry and also slow down economic growth, resulting in cascading tax effect and high compliance cost. And also this amendment was required to address the issue of retrospective taxation which can be imposed since 2005. The impact of these past dues on the mining industry would have amounted to around 1.5 to 2 lakh crores of tax from the companies. This would have led to closure of many companies, including the public sector unit and also large-scale unemployment. So there was a need felt to bring a uniform tax regime for mineral to ensure overall development of the economy.
Also, I would like to understand from you, I'm inquisitive to know that does this change affect the revenue share of the states?
No, definitely. This does not affect the revenue share of the state. At present, out of the total taxes and statutory payments in the mining sector, around 90% accrues to the state. And this arrangement will continue even after the amendment. This amendment is simply a check on the unconsidered levy of taxes on the sector. The allegation that center is taking away the power of state government in matters relating to mineral are completely baseless. There is no reduction whatsoever in the revenue accruing to the state under this Amendment Act.
Also, when we talk about the new Amendment Act and when we speak about the new laws that the government is bringing in, I'm sure it is going to benefit the common man. So, I would like to understand from you, how is it benefiting the common man?
See, I have already told that minerals are very important for the overall economic development of the economy. Any excessive tax burden at the extraction stage or otherwise will ultimately increase the cost of the goods and services and consequently cost of living for the common people in the country. For example, if the price of iron ore, coal, limestone or bauxite are high, then the cost of steel, iron ore is an important raw material for steel, energy, like coal is used for energy, cement, limestone is used for cement, bauxite is a raw material for aluminium. All these costs will increase and prices of mineral directly affect the items of the day-to-day use by the citizens of the country. Therefore, the reform will ultimately benefit the people by bringing a uniform tax regime for mineral to ensure an overall development of the economy and also to stabilize the input cost for common goods and make available the mineral-based products at a reasonable rates.
Also, do the new changes apply to all the minerals?
No, the changes do not apply to all minerals. It is very, very important to clarify here that the Act do not concern the minor minerals. The minor minerals come under the jurisdiction of the state government and the power of the state government to regulate and tax minor mineral will continue and this Act, Amendment Act, is not going to affect the regulation of minor mineral by the state.
What impact is it going to have on ease of doing business?
See, multiple and inconsistent taxes hamper the development of the mineral industry and slow down the economic growth. Further, any retrospective imposition of taxes would cause legal uncertainty and erode the investors' trust. The amendment brings certainty, stability and predictability in the fiscal regime applicable to the mining. This will not only promote ease of doing business in the sector, but also give impetus to national economic growth, which would facilitate the aim of Atmanirbhar Bharat and ultimately attaining the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047.
Do the new changes affect the land rights?
No, the amendment does not affect land rights in any matter. The land continue to belong to the people and the legitimate due from the mining will continue to go to the people of the state. The central government is regulating only the taxes on mineral rights and the mineral-bearing land.
Also, will it affect the competitiveness in the international market?
The Amendment Act is aiming to bring in a uniform and reasonable pricing of the major minerals across the country. And the downstream industries, which are dependent on the supply of these minerals at reasonable rate, will benefit from this reform. So we are expecting that the competitiveness of the domestic minerals and mineral-based industry will increase in the international market and a fair and equitable tax regime will stimulate growth of the sector, mining sector, and contribute to overall economic development.
Dr. Dermals, I would like to also understand from you, how will the allied sectors benefit from the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2026?
Imposition of high taxes on mineral causes increase in price of products across all sectors. High mineral prices lead to increase in power tariffs, steel prices, cement prices, aluminium prices, and adversely impact all sectors of the economy. Therefore, allied sectors such as infrastructure, automobile, steel, power, cement, etc. benefit from a uniform and stable tax regime brought into effect through this Amendment Act.
Dr. Dermal, I would also like to understand from you, which are the important revenue sources for the states from the mineral sector and how is the revenue allocation between states and center?
The revenue accruing to the states from the mineral sector has increased over the years after the introduction of auction regime in 2015. After 2015, the state have got a major source of revenue as auction premium. Auction premium is the amount quoted by the successful bidder in the auction. During 2021 to 25-26, the major mining states have collected an auction premium of more than 96,000 crores from just around 100 auctioned mines. This is in addition to the other revenue sources such as royalty, District Mineral Foundation, GST, etc. Of the total payments made by the mining companies, 96% of the revenue, including the auction premium, royalty, DMF, etc., these are all accruing to the state government. In financial year 2013-2014, the total revenue that accrued to the major mineral state was around 13,586 crores, and now it is increased to 82,366 crore in the financial year 25-26. This is a growth, compounded annual growth rate of around 16.2% over the last 12 years.
Dr. Naman, also we have seen that the government is promoting a lot of private participation across sectors. So, since we are sitting here today and discussing the new Amendment Act, I would also like to talk to you about, is there an active participation of private sector in the mineral sector as well?
Yes, definitely. More than 700 mines are auctioned by the state government across the country. And we have done an analysis and we found that 300 plus private companies are participated in these auctions and they have got mines across the country. So there is an active participation of private sector in the mining sector.
Lastly, Dr. Dhamal, since we are progressing towards an end of the discussion, I would also like to talk to you about the critical minerals, because there's a lot of discussion happening in the corridors of the government offices regarding the critical minerals, and we have seen a lot of allocation from the government also towards critical minerals. So how are you taking up, or how is the government taking up the critical mineral sector, and is this act going to support the exploration of critical minerals?
Definitely. Critical minerals, as we all know, are very important for energy transition, national security, and also for modern technology. Government of India has taken various steps to increase the availability of critical minerals in India. And this amendment, the 2026 amendment to the MMDR Act, is going to complement the ongoing efforts by the government, because this amendment is going to provide a uniform and predictable fiscal regime in the mining sector, and this will encourage the company to invest in the mining and the processing of the critical minerals.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dhamal, for sparing your valuable time and joining us in the studios of Akashvani to explain us more about the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2026.
Thank you, Deeksha.
You are listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Veena Kumari Dharmal, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Mines, on key aspects of Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2026. Interviewer was Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.